The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God would have given Adam and Eve His Holy Spirit had they passed the test in the Garden of Eden and proved to God they wanted to obey Him, but they proved to God they wanted to obey Satan. So it's very plain that we have a hand in God making us like Himself. Once God calls us, we have to answer by meeting the requirements that God commands, which are repentance, baptism, and the laying on of hands by someone that has God's Spirit. So God will give you His Holy Spirit, that precious ingredient, which is the mind, attitude, and character of God and Jesus Christ. It is God and Christ living in you, as you can read in the book of John. But that is only the beginning of becoming like God. You have a hand in the fact that you are willing to yield to God. You are willing to begin to obey God as you understand His will and His word. You are excited about the truth, and you want to learn more and more about God's way and the plan of salvation. You began to understand why you were born, where you are going, and how to get there. You want to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, as it tells us in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Adam and Eve would have wanted God in their life had they obeyed and received God's Holy Spirit. As I said, you and I didn't have a thing to say about our first birth, but we have a lot to say about whether or not we want to be born again, this time right into the family of God as a Spirit-born son of God and a Spirit-born brother of Jesus Christ. This is a birth that God cannot do without your approval and your cooperation. We have to be willing to let God form, mold, and shape our mind, our thinking, our attitude, and our character, just like God Himself. We begin to change from the selfish way of get to God's way of give. And this is all made possible by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is an essence from God, which is God's mind. And you continue to yield and submit to God, as it says in the book of James. You don't become like God overnight. It takes a lifetime. That's the reason God didn't make man like God in the beginning. He only made him in His image, form, and shape, and gave him a mind, a spiritual component, that can be linked with God so God can make you like Him, bring you to the point that you think as He thinks, that you act as He acts, and that you want to be a spirit being. Notice in James chapter 4, verse 4, it says this. God is describing the way this world is in this passage here in James. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Yes, God says, if you live the way of this world, which is rebellion against God and His word and His law and His authority, you are an enemy of God. You make yourself an enemy of God. God is telling us the mindset of the world is right opposite of God's way. It is a mindset of get and rebelling against God. In Revelation 18, in verse 4, it says this, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. Speaking of the way of this world, which is Satan's way. James 4 is speaking of the mindset and the way of this world without God's Spirit leading you. And that's the way that this world has gone, without God's Spirit leading them. As a matter of fact, the world has gone the way that Satan's spirit, his mind, his attitude has led this world. And look where we are. As it says in Jeremiah 10, verse 23, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Man cannot direct his steps in God's direction without God's Spirit. And we have proven that time after time after time. This whole world has proven that. Adam and Eve rejected God's Spirit in the Garden of Eden. And this world has willingly and enthusiastically followed that example. So God is telling us in this verse that man will walk in the wrong direction without the mind of God guiding him. And as I said, we see the result of man doing what's right in his own sight. You don't like the problems that you are living with and living in. But most people are not willing to change their way, their lifestyle. They don't like the problems, but they don't like to change their way and their lifestyle, so the problems would be solved. Notice in James 4, continuing here in James 4, verse 6, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Yes, those that will obey God. Verse 7 says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. A very good recipe if you want to make your life better. Verse 8 continues, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. God is telling us that we should be broken up because of the way that we have lived our life and realize that it is our sins that killed our Savior, Jesus the Christ. God wants you to see how wrong the way of this world is, and he wants you to see how wrong your way and your mindset and your attitude and your character is as well, because it is all Satan's way of get. That's why God offers his spirit to those that will obey him. He wants you to see self and realize that you are a sinner, and he wants you to repent. God wants you to be broken up, very sorry for your sinful ways of life, yes, to mourn, and wholeheartedly repent and realize it's your sins that killed Jesus Christ. He wants and expects you to rend your heart to God in sincere repentance and begin living by every word of God, as God says in Matthew 4, verse 4. Notice what Christ had to say here. But he answered Satan at that time, and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's what God wants from you, my friend, and that's what God expects from you, and that's what you will have to do someday if you make it into the kingdom and to the family of God. If you don't want to be burned to death in the lake of fire, that's what God expects, and that's what you will have to do. If you will begin living by the word of God, then God will begin making you like God himself. This is a spiritual creation which God did not do to man when he created Adam and Eve. God only created the physical man, the physical matter, not the spiritual man. So you could say, and it's a true saying, that God wasn't finished with man. He didn't complete man when he created him in the Garden of Eden. That creation of man is still going on to make him like God, that is, those that will yield to God and allow him to do so. God did say, let us make man in our likeness. God is spirit. God is holy, righteous character. God cannot sin because he has a mindset not to sin. In John 4, beginning verse 23, Christ had this to say, but the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Yes, God is looking for those that want a change of mind, that will worship God inwardly, not just be pretenders that they're Christians. So the last phase of making man like God is brought out in 1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 50. It's also brought out in the book of Job, which we will read in a few minutes. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Notice, that's very plain language, isn't it? Flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. Verse 51, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Yes, indeed. Now, he's speaking to saints here. He's speaking to the church of God, those that will qualify to be changed at the first resurrection. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. That is, all be dead, all the saints be dead, but we shall all be changed, including those that will be living at the time that Christ returns. in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed, speaking of those that living in Christ at that time. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. Yes, no more death for you, once you've been born of God, as a spirit-born son of God, right into the family of God. This is speaking of the first resurrection at the return of Jesus Christ. There will be a change for all who have put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Job understood this 1500 to 1600 years before Christ came to the earth. Notice what Job had to say in Job 14, chapter 14 of Job, beginning in verse 13. Oh, that you would hide me in the grave, that you would conceal me until your wrath is past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me. Job was going through a very low point in his life. He was being tested by God, and Satan was trying to destroy Job. But Job knew that there was a change coming, and Job had been preparing himself and was still in the process of doing so, preparing himself, building the mind, the attitude, and the character of God Almighty in him so that that change could come, that final change could come. Verse 14, Job continues, If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my hard service I will wait. Yes, Job knew that he was living a hard life, that it was tough to build the character, the mind, and the attitude of God in Satan's world. It's not an easy task, my friend, but it will pay big dividends in this life and in the life to come. He said, continuing here in verse 14, I will wait till my change comes. Yes, Job knew that there was a final change that had to take place for him to be born into the family of God, for him to be completely like God and Jesus Christ. You shall call, and I will answer you. You shall desire the work of your hands. Yes, desire the work of God's hand. And that is putting that finishing touch on you. Put that last touch on his saints of making them just like God, a spirit being. That is your destiny, my friends. I hope that you can understand this. In Job 32, beginning in verse 8, Job had this to say, But there is a spirit in man, and the breath or the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. Yes, the inspiration, God's Holy Spirit, is what gives you an understanding. And that spirit can be linked with that spirit in man that we call the mind. And that spirit of God in your spirit, your mind, links you with God and gives you an understanding of why you were born, why you are here, and where you're going, and how to get there. It gives you an understanding of the purpose of life. It gives you an understanding of the plan of salvation. I see my time is up. We've got to break off there. In the meantime, my friends, we have a couple of booklets that you need to read. Why were you born? And born with a purpose. And all you need to do to receive those books is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675. Or you can log on to our website, order on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle with the Way It Ought to Be program on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you understand the purpose of life.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.